This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More than 100 passengers on a Southwest Airlines flight were evacuated this morning at DIA after a passenger's phone battery caught fire. The plane was still at the gate where emergency crews quickly extinguished the blaze. The person whose phone caught fire was treated for burns, and another passenger sustained minor injuries during evacuation. The flight later departed for Houston, 3 hours behind schedule. According to Southwest, the incident is still under investigation. Governor Jared Polis has received immediate pushback from fellow Democrats and public health experts over his enthusiastic endorsement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a Health and Human Services Secretary. President-elect Donald Trump made the pick yesterday. Polis followed up with a post on X saying he was excited about the selection. Dr. David Higgins is a pediatrician at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus.
I was surprised, disappointed, and concerned for the health of our communities, including our schools, our children, and the most vulnerable in Colorado.
Polis followed up his post explaining his position. He clarified that he does not agree with all of Kennedy's policy positions. The annual football game between Wyoming and Colorado State University will continue for at least another 8 years. The schools are signing a renewal of the so-called Border War from 2028 through 2035. Colorado State will host games in even-numbered years and Wyoming in odd-numbered years. The two teams play tonight in Fort Collins. It's the 116th time they've battled since 1899, making it one of the longest-running rivalries in the nation. The game just kicked off on CBS Sports Network. This is CPR News at 6:06.